Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Well, if you're looking for new chances to see movies in Toronto, there are a lot of opportunities coming right up. This Wednesday is the annual Canada Film Day, with great Canadian movies playing for free across the country and at embassies around the world. So whether you're in Whitehorse or Saskatoon or downtown Toronto, go to canfilmday.ca to find the movie closest to you. Also for free, if you're under 25, the Next Wave Film Festival at TIFF has workshops, competitions, and a well-curated slate of screenings for you to enjoy. But this week, I'm looking at two new movies, one from Canada and the other from the USA. There's a brooding Mennonite drama and a swashbuckling Icelandic saga. All My Puny Sorrows, co-written and directed by Michael McGowan, based on the novel by Miriam Taves. Elf and Yoli are sisters who grew up in a small Mennonite community in Ontario. Elf, played by Sarah Gadden, is a world-renowned concert pianist, rich, famous, and glamorous. Her loving husband is always there to lend a hand. Yoli, on the other hand, played by Allison Pill, is the black sheep of the family, who is pregnant at 18 and lives with her daughter in Toronto. She's a published writer, but her last novel sold just a few hundred copies. And now she has writer's block, her husband's divorcing her, and she's sleeping with a lawyer named Finbar she doesn't even like. So when their mom, played by Mare Winningham, gets a late night phone call that her daughter has attempted suicide, she's not surprised. The thing is, it's Elf, not Yoli, who wants to die. So Yoli flies to her hometown to visit Elf in hospital and to convince her that life is worth living. But the visit awakens lost memories of their childhood, including gossipy small-town life and various encounters with the repressive church leadership. They never wanted Elf to study music or their father to open a public library. And she's not the first one in the family with suicidal tendencies. The movie starts with her dad walking in front of a train. All My Puny Sorrows is a literary look at the lives of two sisters. By literary, I mean they literally talk like characters in a book with witty bon mots spilling off their tongues. I mean, why say, "Hey Elf, how's it going?" when you can quote Coleridge and Virginia Woolf instead? The problem is, some of the dialogue and voiceovers come across as stilted and wooden, not how real people talk. There are some great scenes in the movie, like a flashback where their mom expresses her anger at the elders' interference by loudly pounding a piece of chicken breast in the kitchen while Elf plays Rachmaninoff full blast on the piano to drown out the voices. And I also like some of the interactions among Elf, Yoli, their mom, and their aunt. So parts are very good, but as a whole, the movie doesn't quite cut it, with too many parts that just fall flat. The Northmen, co-written and directed by Robert Eggers. It's the Middle Ages in Scandinavia. Amleth, played by Alexander Skarsgård as an adult, is a little prince who lives a quiet life with his mother, the queen, played by Nicole Kidman, in a seaside village. But when his father, the king, returns home, everything changes. He leads the prince into a secret cave to perform sacred rituals, and between farts and belches, Amleth becomes an adult, receiving an amulet, and is inducted into the Order of the Wolves by Howling at the Moon. But his new status is interrupted by his insidious uncle Fjolnir, played by Clay Spang. He witnesses his uncle murdering his dad, the king, kidnapping his mom, the queen, and ordering the prince's death too. His father's last words, avenge my death by killing my brother and rescuing the queen. Little boy fights off his killer, a soldier, by slicing off his nose and fleeing in a small boat across the seas. Years later, he's hugely muscled up and he's a fierce warrior now, raiding coastal and riverside towns dressed as a wolf berserker, massacring, looting, killing, and pillaging as his team passes through an area. But a mystical soothsayer, played by Bjork, orders him to fulfill his predictions and leave the Vikings for a new voyage. So he disguises himself as a slave and climbs aboard a ship destined for Iceland. On board, he meets Olga, played by Anya Taylor-Joy, the blonde slave warrior from his visions, and together they make a pact. But will he ever fulfill his destiny? The Northman is a brilliant new Icelandic saga about a hero's wars, battles, magic, and family lines. It blends pre-Christian legends and rituals with sacred swords, dwarves, animism, and Nordic gods. It's also about reclaiming masculinity, including a, well, spectacularly homoerotic sword fight fought in the nude over flowing lava. I'm not making this up. It also has proto-football matches, magical crows and wolves, and psychedelic mushrooms. In order to appreciate The Northman, you have to buy into the whole concept. Otherwise, you'll reject it as ludicrous. There are a few times when I'm watching, I'm going like, what the hell is this? But it's so wonderfully done and carefully crafted that it's much more than just a Game of Thrones episode. This one has depth and meaning and history. And knowing Robert Eggers, I'm sure he and his crew deeply researched the film. His other ones use things like making the dialogue, taking it directly from a 19th century shipboard diary. It also includes incredible images you've never seen before, like a three-dimensional family tree that appears to him in his visions that looks like a cross between a Japanese ghost story and a medieval tapestry. Just amazing. This movie is extremely violent and harshly amoral. So if that upsets you, don't see it. But if you like sword fights, Vikings, and authentic medieval adventure, you'll probably love The Northman as much as I did. All My Puny Sorrows is now playing in Toronto. Check your local listings. And The Northman opens next Friday. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.